Okay, so welcome back. This is Maya, and today I have a very special guest. Her name is Patricia Thompson, also known as Dr. T. And Dr. T is actually the founder of Food as Medicine, the Dallas Summit and Expo that will be taking place next year. That's April 24th and 25th of 2020. So welcome, Patricia.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm so excited to be here, Maya. Thank you for having me on your show. We have a lot to talk about.
I know. Let's talk a little bit first about the summit, and then let's go back and learn a little bit more about who you are. So tell us what's happening next year in April.
Okay. So we are having the first ever Food as Medicine Summit and Expo here in Dallas, Texas. There hasn't been anything like that in the North Texas area, and that's why we're so excited to bring this this great opportunity for people to hear from the experts in nutrition and to meet people that are in the business here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area with their products, their services. We have a great lineup of people coming to speak, and we have exhibitors, and we'll have social events so people can get the social support and get the nutritional information and meet others that are interested in health and wellness in their lives.
That sounds amazing. It's such a huge project that you're taking here, that you're taking on, and I can't wait to hear how you're making it all happen. So, Dr. T, where are you from? Are you from Dallas?
Well, as you could probably tell from a little bit of my accent, I am originally from the East Coast. I'm from New York. That's where I was born and raised there. And I went to school in upstate New York, Plattsburgh, State University of New York at Plattsburgh, where I got involved in environmental science and biology, and then decided that I loved that so much that I wanted to continue on. So I went to, moved to Texas, packed up my little Toyota Tercel, and drove myself to Texas and started my doctoral program at University of North Texas. And studied environmental toxicology, biological sciences. And then I went, after I graduated there, went to work for the Environmental Protection Agency, and then worked for the Department of Health and some private consulting companies. And then something crossed my path one day, and I saw an ad in the newspaper. They needed an executive director for an environmental education organization locally. And I thought, wow, wouldn't that be so cool to do something like that? And decided to go for it. My husband was like, go ahead. Yes, take 1/8 of your pay that you're making right now. And that's how I got involved in the nonprofit sector. So that's kind of a little bit of my background.
Wow, that's amazing. And how did you get on this path of being promoting plant-based nutrition and teaching the courses that you've been teaching? Mm-hmm. And you also have a background with Dr. Neil Barnard's program, Food for Life. So how did all of that happen?
So, you know, I have to go back to my father because I have to give him all the credit. He's no longer here, but at age 59, he had a quadruple bypass. And then they said that we'll give him another 11 years, and it did. And on his 71st birthday, he had another heart attack, and he succumbed to that 5 days later. And from that point on, I was, you know, terrified of my genes, thinking that I'm going to follow in his footsteps. In fact, at the age of 41, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure and high cholesterol, and they put me on blood pressure medicine and statins and said, it's your genes, so you're just going to have to accept that. And I did, because I believed the doctors. And that's really all they had to offer me at the time. So with that being said, me and my husband were in the car one day, and I was on those for several years and never really seemed to significantly lower my cholesterol, and they were not cures. They were just pills to keep the status quo, never really completely relieving me of high cholesterol and never really leaving me free of high blood pressure, but just kind of masking the real cause of that. And just happened to hear Dr. Furman on the radio one day when we were in the car, and we were just both so impressed that we pulled over at the next exit and went to a Barnes & Noble and bought his book. And then I went home and read it from cover to cover. And I felt like someone had just told me there's no such thing as Santa Claus, because that book, you know, just pulled the blinders off of me and showed me what the true scientific information is behind for our nutrition, that, you know, eating meat is not good for us, eating dairy is not good for us, that there's lots of foods that I was eating that was causing inflammation, inflammatory responses, and causing weight gain and all of the ailments that I was beginning to suffer from. So that's really kind of where I started my journey, is understanding everything I could get my hands on about nutrition and really the science behind nutrition, not just what the television tells us, which they tell us a lot, right? Mm-hmm. But that's not where we should be getting our information from.
Right.
So from there, I started reading a lot, and then I realized that I could get certified. So I applied to the E. Cornell online nutrition class, plant-based mm-hmm. nutrition class, and went through that program, and then still wanted more, went through the Ruby Culinary Institute online program, and I still wanted more, and then I found the Neil Bernard Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine's Food for Life program. So I applied for that, got accepted, went through that program, and then I never looked back. I really love teaching people about nutrition, opening people's eyes, and seeing the lights go on in their minds about, mm-hmm. wow, I always thought this, but now it's really this. And that's just very rewarding, and just hearing people's testimonials about how this kind of eating and this kind of diet can change, that did change their life and kind of reverse their disease and all of that. So
wow. And so as actually you being a scientist and having your background, when you started to read this information and the science behind nutrition, mm-hmm. did you question why you didn't know this before, mm-hmm. or what came to mind?
Yeah, I mean, the same, I just felt like I was being told a lie all along, that, you know, I thought, and my father was told, oh, eat lean meats, you know, no fat, you know, low fat, and get a lot of exercise. And so he ate, you know, lean chicken and skim milk and skim cheese, mozzarella cheese, because he was Italian. He still loved his Italian food. But, oh, as long as he's putting skim milk-based right. mozzarella on his food with his low-fat turkey, ground turkey, he's doing really well. Well, no, that's not true at all. And that's what really, I had a bit of anger. And then I had to go through kind of a grief period in mourning the way that I looked at foods and having to embrace a whole new way of looking at the food I eat. And to tell you the truth, like all my life, I've never been really that excited about eating. We would eat and my stomach would hurt all the time, but I just thought that was normal. You know, never really understood.
And this whole, at the moment that your stomach was hurting, was mm-hmm. what were you eating? Is this prior to becoming plant-based?
Yeah, this is, okay. you know, eating the lean chicken and the hamburger. And, you know, I never was really a big fan of hot dogs, so I didn't really eat those too much. But right. just anything with cheap pizza, you know, would just tear my stomach up. Mm-hmm. I ate yogurt every single day for, I don't know, my entire life, it felt like. I would eat ice cream. None of that agreed with me, and I never really liked meat to begin with. Thanksgiving was, I really liked the sides anyway. Steak just didn't thrill me. Mm. And so I never was a really big fan of meat because it just never agreed with me. So sure. that's kind of how I realized, wow, the way I was eating was hurting me, and I never really identified the sign. I thought it was just something else. I never related it. Oh, my stomach hurts. Oh, that's because I'm eating the wrong food. I just right. thought that there was something, that's just the way I was built.
And isn't it amazing, though, that expression that that goes something to the effect of, you never know how bad or how sick you are until you start to feel better. Mm-hmm. And it's sort of like, I would hear people make the comments about feeling sleepy after lunch or mm-hmm. after dinner. And I stopped eating red meat and pork in college. So mm-hmm. I could never identify with that. Like, mm-hmm. Why would you feel sleepy after lunch or after a meal?
Right.
However, I too notice improvements in my own mm-hmm. health after I cleaned up my diet as mm-hmm. well. And so it is true. You never know mm-hmm. how bad you really are until mm-hmm. you start to improve,
yes.
until your health starts to improve.
Yeah.
So then you managed, you fell upon Dr. Furman's book, and mm-hmm. then you managed to lower your cholesterol mm-hmm. and mm-hmm. You cleared your hypertension, mm-hmm. so mm-hmm. reduced your blood mm-hmm. pressure. Mm-hmm. And then did you notice weight loss as well?
Or? Oh, yes. I wasn't ever heavy to begin with, but I noticed, you know, like 7, 8, 9 pounds just kind of dropped off right. of me that I'd just been carrying. And it was a weird kind of weight loss. It was kind of all over. I felt like my head actually got smaller. My shoulders, my hands, my wrists, just everything just kind of just, I think it was a lot of water and probably a lot of toxins that were just kind of staying right. in my body because I wasn't eating a lot of fiber, which is, that's the number one thing that we should really focus on. Mm-hmm. The fiber is really important for flushing everything out and pushing all that bad stuff out.
And it really does help reduce inflammation, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah. Like, and I noticed
the swelling
that,
and everything.
Especially my joints. And I just think about all the things that had happened to me before then, like my back. I've had a lot of issues with my back. And I just wonder whether the way that I was eating was causing a lot of inflammation, which was causing mm-hmm. a lot of back problems. And sure. my hands started getting achy, and I had irregular periods, and there were so many, and I used to break out. I started developing coleslaws on my lip, which I never used to have. When I switched the diet, I have never had another one.
Wow.
So there was just so many things, like my face does not break out unless there's some oil or something in a product that somebody doesn't tell me that it's in there.
Right.
The next day, my face tells me the truth. It says, oh, you have eaten something that you shouldn't right. be eating.
Did I ever tell you that happens to me?
Does it?
Yes. Like, I don't deal with the weight problems. Mm-hmm. And I don't know which is worse, you know, because I don't deal with gaining weight. I mm-hmm. break out.
You do.
So if I have something too greasy, especially mm-hmm. when we're traveling, mm-hmm. oh my goodness, I feel, I mean, it's mm-hmm. on my face. And it's more embarrassing on the face, you know. So
yeah.
I, too, notice the clear-up. So now, I met you last year when you were doing a demo, and I've watched you since do mm-hmm. demos, and I really like your way of presenting, mm-hmm. how you explain things. You're very organized.
Thanks.
And I saw you at a presentation, and you went by Dr. T.
Mm-hmm.
And you were wearing your Food for Life mm-hmm. apron. Mm-hmm. And I liked you right away. Mm-hmm. I think I told you, like, I really like you. I like how you present, because I'm also a former teacher, educator, mm-hmm. so I kind of think like an educator, mm-hmm. like how you organize and present yourself, and you seem very confident, especially with your cooking skills mm-hmm. and food prepping skills. So I've taken your Instant Pot course.
Oh, yeah.
And we've collaborated together, and you've done a food demo after one of our talks. And so we're looking at other ways of collaborating. Mm-hmm. What do you see in terms of continuing? I know we'll get to the summit, mm-hmm. but what else do you see yourself doing, and what are you doing that you offer mm-hmm. To the public?
Thanks. I liked you too the first time I met you. I thought you were really, you just had so much energy, and you were obviously so dedicated to helping people understand that, you know, you really can improve your health through nutrition, and you and Dr. Riz have done so much already for the community, holding all your classes. And so I think that we're all in this together. And mm-hmm. that's really the reason why I wanted to put the summit together, is to bring everybody under one roof, because everybody's doing all these great things. And it'd be nice just to kind of celebrate what everybody's doing for a couple of days in the year. Everybody's together, everybody's sharing information, and hopefully we'll have a lot of new people coming in. And that's mm-hmm. really my goal for my classes, is to get out into the community and bring this information to whoever wants to listen. I never want to force anybody. But if you're receptive and you're interested in, you know, improving your health, making great strides in your health and wellness, and your mm-hmm. family and your friends, then I want to talk to you, and I want to teach, you know, you everything that I've learned and show you. And you were talking about my classes, and I really, mm-hmm. I've always been that way as a learner. I like to break everything down to the simple forms and make it very simple. And then from there, once you know your foundation, then you mm-hmm. can build and get fancier, even with your cooking. This doesn't have to be a complicated way of eating or living. Mm-hmm. It can be very, very simple, from just opening up a can of beans and heating a potato up in the microwave to, you know, making a 7-layer lasagna with cashew nut cheese and all kind and homemade
sounds
marinara
delicious.
Sauce, which sounds actually good. So I really like to take it from soup to nuts and really show people step by step how you do things. And so
right.
I offer all kinds of classes. I'll do community-wide classes. I'll do private classes, private coaching, phone calls via Skype or in person. I really am I'm in favor of being one-on-one with people and seeing people in person. So I do like to do that. I do like to have my classes.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll be doing classes now from now until the summit. I'm doing a whole series of free classes. I'm also offering courses. I'm partnering with Dr. Riz on a few.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll be bringing this message to anybody who wants to hear it throughout the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex.
That is so exciting. I think that's one of the things that we feel, you know, myself, you see mm-hmm. it as well, Dr. Riss, is that we see that there are people that are plant curious, mm-hmm. but they need support. Yeah. And they need, you know, we don't expect anybody to transition overnight. Mm-hmm. But there are things like the potlucks. You'll be having potlucks as well?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay. And we do the walks and mm-hmm. we give classes or lectures mm-hmm. and things like that. But you helping to bring the community together with the summit is incredible. I mean, we fly to various states just mm-hmm. to attend a conference with Dr. Esselstein or Dr. Yeah. Neil Barnard, mm-hmm. and yet you're bringing, mm-hmm. well, let's talk about that. Who are you bringing to Dallas?
Okay. That's what's so exciting, because I think that there are some people that can't travel and can't go to all these different places, and mm-hmm. This was a great opportunity to bring all these experts here and not only watch them on the, you know, on some videotape and or read their book, but actually hear from them in person, which is really much more impactful when you're hearing from somebody directly and you're listening yes. to their words. That message is going from that person directly to your ears. There's no middleman. You know, there's no book, there's no video, there's no laptop. It's just very personal. So the opportunity for everyone, and I hope people recognize this as an opportunity, and maybe a once-in-a-lifetime mm-hmm. opportunity for many people, is to be able to hear from these founding mothers and fathers of the whole nutrition revisit, basically. Looking at nutrition from its bare basics and why it's important to really pay attention to what's at the end of your fork mm-hmm. and to eat what the earth gives us, its plants. That's what we should be focused on. And so who we have coming is Dr. Neil Barnard, who is just one of my idols, and he has a big fan base. He's written many, many books. Dr. Caldwell Esselstyn, who another god in my mind, who can do no wrong. He's done so much right for so many people and has shown the way. They both are published authors. They both walk the walk and talk the talk, which that's what's important, is yes. not these people are up there telling you what to do and then they go home and eat a hamburger.
This is not a fad diet right. or anything like that. This is a lifestyle.
It's mm-hmm. not even the word diet. You know, we use it, but we both don't like it, because mm-hmm. it's not really a diet. Refers to something that you're doing for a short time frame. Mm-hmm. And this is really a lifestyle change. You're changing the way that you're looking at food, the way you prepare food, the way you mm-hmm. eat it, mm-hmm. Everything about it. And so then we have Brenda Davis, who's mm-hmm. a registered dietitian and who is just one of, you know, really excellent speaker, and everybody will learn so much from her. Right. We have Dr. Riz Bakari, who is a vascular surgeon here, practices in the DFW Metroplex, and he is plant-based. And also married to this beautiful woman. And he is just, he's making it happen. Mm-hmm. And then we have Dr. Michael Clapper, who is another individual yes. who is really doing an outstanding job in helping medical students understand nutrition, so that when they get out to be practicing practitioners, that they will use the fundamentals of nutrition in helping their patients cure whatever it is that they mm-hmm. have. Mm-hmm. So let me see, a Clapper. Oh, we have Dr. Brooke Goldner, who cured her lupus by adopting a plant-based diet and wrote a great book, wrote a couple of books now. So we're excited to have her mm-hmm. here as well. Thomas Tadlock, who is a fitness guru, he will talk about the importance of eating a plant-based diet and being fit yes. physically. We also have Susan Voisin, who is a very well-known blogger, and really kind of did blogging before anybody really did all these other podcasts and websites and chat groups, the Fat Free Vegan she's known by. And that's really one of the first resources I used to develop my menu for the day. She has great food choices and great recipes on her website. Oh, and Matt Frazier. I forgot
That's
about
right.
Matt
okay.
Frazier, no meat athlete. He yeah. will be joining us as well. We're excited about that. We really want to have a fitness track. So okay. People that are interested in fitness and changing their diet to a plant-based diet can understand the impact of mm-hmm. Adopting a plant-based mm-hmm. lifestyle and how that really will help them become more fit yes. in their fitness journey.
So Dr. T, So I've been in Dallas, I don't know, maybe going on 7 years or so. And I've now been plant-based about three, but for about 5 years, I was already kind of becoming exposed to this mm-hmm. content, this information. And I bring that up to say that in those 5 years, in the time that I've been really in Dallas, I've seen in terms mm-hmm. of plant-based nutrition, this mm-hmm. growth, like people, restaurants, yep. Everyone just taking interest. Mm-hmm. I say everyone, I'm exaggerating, but more people than yeah. before. And I find that to be impressive, especially the last 2 years. Mm-hmm. It's just people have been turned on to this information, mm-hmm. this way of life. So you have nutritionists and yogis and doctors. Mm-hmm. We recently met another doctor that's plant-based, and it's just like we all want to come together, mm-hmm. and that's what the summit yep. will do for us, especially because Dallas, you know, people may still think of cowboys riding on horses here. Mm-hmm. I don't know what people think.
They still do, but not like
it's such a large city, and it's yeah. so advanced in so many ways, so it makes sense that plant-based nutrition will now be mm-hmm. part of that mm-hmm. as well. So the conference, it just makes sense that the conference will be here. So yeah, I'm really excited that you're doing that.
Yeah, I'm excited that, I mean, you're helping so much too. I mean, this is a team effort because we have some great people that are working behind the scenes to mm-hmm. help make this all happen. It's not from one single person. This is really a team. And that's what I love, is seeing everybody come together and yes. everybody's giving their ideas and their resources and to make this event really wonderful, and hopefully that we can do this every year
yes.
and bring other people that are involved in this work as well. And I agree with you about, you know, a couple of years ago it was less visible, and I kept telling my husband, the wave, it's starting, I can feel it. And now, you know, I just was in Whole Foods the other day, not to give a plug out to Whole Foods, but maybe they could be a sponsor. But I was in Whole Foods, and I actually got my phone out and started taking pictures of the cheese selection.
Yes.
And that it was just astounding. There were so many different choices. There used to be like three kinds of cheese, and that was it.
Right,
but
exactly.
Now with all the different brands, and everybody's jumping into that yeah. Into that pool, which is really great.
And I want to add, you will have exhibitors, and you mentioned
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
At the summit, that means that we'll be able to see some local mm-hmm. individuals, business owners maybe,
yeah.
and how they support the plant-based movement. Mm-hmm. Do you yeah. want to give us a little tease about that?
So we have, we're already starting to sign exhibitors up, so they can have a display area, and then there'll be opportunity for all the attendees to kind of mm-hmm. stroll through the exhibition hall and visit with all of these plant-based or holistic or health and wellness-based vendors that offer services, products, and it won't just be local. We're hoping to have some nationally known exhibitors as well.
Ooh.
So this will be a really great opportunity for people that are familiar with this or not familiar with this to meet others that are doing this as a business and want to really shore up the products and services that are offered for people that are interested in having this kind of lifestyle.
Yes. And we want to mention your YouTube channel. It's Food As Medicine. Mm-hmm. Is it just Food As Medicine Texas?
I think so. The website is foodasmedicinesummittx.com.
Right. And then you're on social media as well,
yes,
for the summit.
Media.
So as we're preparing material and as you begin to share who the mm-hmm. speakers are and everything, you'll upload to all of mm-hmm. these mm-hmm. social media and websites. So your Facebook for the summit also is mm-hmm. is what? Food As Medicine?
Yes.
Okay. And then also for Instagram, right?
So I can't remember my phone number, so that's the problem. So we're going to have to put this on the,
yeah.
on the thing.
On we'll the description or something,
yeah.
we'll share all
so
of that
I did
well.
Want to say, so my company's name is TS Wellness, and that's who's officially putting on the summit. But we also have our title sponsor is Food Saved Me, and they offer
yes.
cooking classes
mm-hmm.
as well. And Catherine Lawrence Ireland stepped up to be the first sponsor, and I'm forever in her debt. And she helps secure Dr. Neil Bernard, which I'm forever in her debt for that.
Yeah.
So she's going to be one of the exhibitors. We also have Salad Master is going to be another exhibitor. And then we have another holistic doctor that's going to be an exhibitor. So it's going to be very varied. It's not going to be all people that prepare food or all people mm-hmm. that do one type of service. We want to have a representation from all the different areas of holistic health and health and wellness.
Awesome. And I feel like I know Catherine Lawrence, or at least I know her story, because mm-hmm. Dr. Barnard includes her story in his presentations.
She does have a wonderful story. Yeah. So go to her website, foodsafety.com.
And I'm looking forward to this. Is there anything else that we should know about Dr. T?
Well, just that I left a very nice career last year as an executive director of a nonprofit. I've been with nonprofit sector for 25 years, and then last summer I decided to start a company called TS Wellness, which is dedicated to providing health and wellness opportunities to companies, their employees, making healthy workplaces, and also helping the community at large. So if that's something that anybody would be interested in, is having me come do a lunch and learn, or a breakfast and learn, or mm-hmm. an afternoon snack and learn right. at their company. I do those for free, so I would be happy to do that. And if you want to talk to me further about developing some sort of program at your place of business, I can also do that.
Okay, that sounds great. Well, it's been a pleasure speaking with you, Patricia
Thank
Thompson,
you.
AKA Dr. T.
That's right.
And we're looking forward to learning more about what's happening in terms of all the preparations that you're doing from this point on, mm-hmm. because there's a lot of work. You're mm-hmm. staying pretty busy, aren't mm-hmm. you?
Yeah, I think we all are.
Yeah, and so we'll talk a little bit more, I guess, as things progress. And thank you so much, and it's been a pleasure getting to know you.
Thank you. I really appreciate the opportunity. Yay.